Okay, backstage on day two of Standen Calling, and I'm delighted to be joined by the four guys from Tangerines. Hello.
Hey, yo,
I'm Bob.
How's it going?
Bob.
In high spirits, clearly. Okay, do you want to all introduce yourselves? Let us know who you are.
I'm Ricky, bass guitar.
Hey, I'm Isaac, I play drums.
I'm Miles, I play an American Telecaster.
Nice. And are you actually American, or is that just a thing for the radio?
I'm a good geezer. I'm from Sicily.
Lie.
Excellent.
Gareth, piano.
Great. Okay, so you played the Laundry Meadow stage today, all in high spirits. How did it all go?
Great. Yeah, it was really good fun.
Wonderful, actually. Yeah.
You missed it.
It was actually pretty good. I think it's probably better than last year. We played last year.
Is it your second time here?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, in that you wish you could be here every year since it started. Okay. So,
how many times in a row can you play this festival?
Okay, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from South London, is that right?
South London.
Yeah, well, we're based in Peckham, that's where we rehearse.
Yeah.
We're from South London.
We're from all over London.
Two of us from South London. Ricky's from Essex. Miles.
Oh, hang on. Who's from Essex?
I am.
Whereabouts in Essex?
Do you know a place called Canby Island?
We know it very well, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
Almost in our patch, not quite.
But not there.
Yeah. Dr. Feelgood fame, and I think Elvis Costello used to visit it in the 70s or something.
Yeah. Great rock tradition in the 70s it had, didn't it? And you're carrying it on. You're the sole Essex boy in Tangerines, which is great.
That's right, yeah. I'm holding the torch.
Well, we played South End.
When we played in South End, that pub. It was like Wilker Johnson's face.
Oh, Railway Tavern.
Yeah, his face is on like a thing on the wall.
The pub sign. Yeah. His face is on the pub sign, yeah. That's right, yeah. Okay, so you've released, is it a debut album you had out this year, is that right? So In the Flophouse, Into the Flophouse?
Yeah, buy it.
Into the Flophouse.
Okay, we'll do the advert at the end. Tell us a little bit about the album.
Well,
took a long time to make that. But it took about 2 years all in all, like getting it together, recording it. Then there's like gaps between like us recording it and mixing it and mastering it. And the guy mixing it, based in Leeds from Hookworms, it's MJ. His studio got flooded, so that was a bit of a nightmare. It was at the time of those Leeds floodings, you know.
How
that
did,
aside with everything else, and Pete lost a few tracks because Pete's
our manager.
Right. Okay. How would you describe it to people who haven't heard it?
Outrageous.
Sexy.
How have other people been describing it?
I don't know. Have you read any of the reviews about it?
Yeah, there was. Look, it's a 4-star on a lot of big mags, you know. No, well, I think it's like a rock and roll record. It's got something of a legacy to it. They're all.
It's pretty rough, though. I mean, like.
Most contemporary music is not like it, and I don't know, there's like the whole rock and roll side to it. We did what we did, and we did what we did with the money we had, which was not anything at all, and we made it
zero
as good as we could, and that's what it is. I mean, just listen to it. There's not much more. I don't know, it's beyond that point now.
It was recorded live, so it was meant to capture our
it's a very live kind
of
sound.
Okay, so you all went into, there's no loads and loads of overdubs, you all went into a studio and you tried to
main thing was recorded in 2 days, and then we went on and did a few overdubs here and there and added a few tracks and instruments. But
Are you all the writers, or do you have a main writer in the band?
Half of that record is probably written by me, but then half of it is probably all together. Lyrically, it's obviously me, and then we have a few things where, like, Miles, for example, came up with the chorus for like Peckham Boys or something. I don't know. In general, I write the lyrics, but it was all that transition between like it starting off as like me on my own in my bedroom, then into like me gathering 3 other guys to help me make a band to take it live. We took it live, and then we flowered into this thing, whatever you want to call it, and we wrote the record out of it, and we stuck it down.
In fact, there are a few demos, recordings like in your sheds that you know, Gareth, what he started on his own instead of recording his own songs in the shed as he was coming out of Black Manila, which is your old band. And then, you know, he took some of these songs and rearranged them together, and you can kind of, if you check those recordings, that are just out, and you compare into the record, you can actually kind of hear the transition.
Come on, it's only a couple of months old. It's still got to be your baby, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Who are your musical inspirations? I mean, who, when you're writing or when you're playing, who inspired you to be here today in a tent in Hertfordshire talking to me?
Mr. Bean? Mr. Bean's got to be up there. What's yours, Isaac?
There's a band who had a couple of hits called the Wombles. They only had a couple of tunes, but they were great, and they were worth it while they were around.
Prefab Sprout as well, maybe a big influence.
After the Wombles, I'm just checking to see whether that's a real one or not.
Wurzel Gummidge is in there as well. Yeah. What's yours?
It's just like, I mean, we just do rock and roll music, that's it.
There's huge amounts of like influences in this band. It's not like there's one. We all have different tastes, but we all meet at the same point. And that's how I think it's so interesting, because we come from different musical backgrounds.
Yeah, in a way, we're kind of...
But in a way, it's all the same place, because it's all good.
I think there's a real kind of uniqueness at the moment to how we write at the moment. It's like quite an organic sort of process.
So yeah, we kind of like, we all get in the room together, and it's become very sort of like, I don't know, very cooperative at the moment. It's not like other bands, really. Like, yeah, we just jam together a lot, so we kind of, we know each other a bit more.
Have a good jam, didn't we?
Okay, so what does the future hold for the band then? You've got more gigs lined up, have you? More writing, more recording?
Yeah, we're just writing. Yeah. We're polishing off a few, well, quite two handfuls of songs for possibly something that's going to come after the first record, but we're just writing. We've been writing for a good 6 months maybe, and it's sounding great.
Cool. Okay, well, we're looking forward to hearing what you've already recorded and playing it out on the radio, so I hope you have a good rest of the day, and thanks for having a chat with us. Cheers.
Cheers. Well, thanks.